Again, we'd like to turn to Isaiah chapter 40. We'll read tonight verses 29-31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Again, Isaiah's day was a very dangerous and challenging time, a time of national crisis, very dire, very urgent time. In chapters 1 through 35, again, Isaiah delivered messages of rebuke, followed by a historical interlude in chapters 36 through 39, which ended in chapter 39, verses 6 and 7, with Isaiah warning the people that a day of captivity was on the horizon. Now in the 40th chapter, Isaiah, in light of this coming captivity, is instructed by God to comfort, to reassure, to encourage the people who would suffer from the Babylonian captivity. And he was to encourage them by reminding them that there was strength provided by God. There was strength made available by God. And this strength would enable them to rise above their captivity or their circumstances. The basic theme of Isaiah is really found in Isaiah's name, which means salvation is of the Lord. And our text is a reminder that there is a deliverance. There is a deliverance by the Lord. I want to take the central thought to the message tonight from the words, renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. This morning we spoke on as eagles. Tonight we want to look at renewed as an eagle. Renewed as an eagle. First of all, we want to consider the need of spiritual renewal. Again, in our text, Isaiah, of course, is speaking spiritually and not physically. We read in verse 31 of a renewal of strength. The word renew, of course, means to change, to replenish, to replace, to refresh. So the very word implies a need. The very word implies that there has been a depletion or a reduction of some kind. Now in our text, it is a depletion, a reduction, an exhaustion of strength. It says they shall renew their strength. So there's been a depletion of strength. Strength has been exhausted in our text. Now the word strength has to do more with our ability. And there are two other words in our text that are relative to this strength. In verse 29, we see the word power. Two different things, power and strength. Power is the act of force. It is the energy behind the strength. In other words, strength is a result of the power. And there is the word might, also in verse 29. They have no might, which is really inclusive of both. It's inclusive of power and ability or strength. So in our text, there has been a reduction in force. There has been a reduction in energy. Again, he's talking spiritually. This results in a reduction in ability. It is the lack of force or energy that results in a lack of ability. Now this is indicated in verse 29. He giveth power. That is, it is God who gives the force. It is God who gives the energy. It's not something that we stir up. It is God that giveth the power. And notice what this results in verse 29. It results in increaseth strength. He giveth power to the faint. He increaseth strength. How does God increase our strength? By giving power, by giving force, by giving energy. He increases our strength, or He increases our ability to do what we're supposed to do spiritually. Now we see the need for renewal is seen in the words faint. What that means is that you're at the point of quitting. You're at the point of giving up. There are also the words no might, no energy, no ability. And that they have no might explains the reason for the word faint. The reason they're faint is because there's been a reduction in energy. There's been a reduction in ability, and now therefore they are ready to faint. We also see in verse 30, the words weary means tired, of course. Exhausted, spent. Why are they weary? Because they have no might. That energy that God gives, there's been a depletion. There's been a reduction in that energy. And he goes on to say, you see the word fall. That means collapse. And that's the result of weary. Become weary. And if you become weary enough, you will collapse. You will fall. So there's an order here. The order is there is first a loss of energy. We're talking spiritually. That is, there's a loss of force that only God can give. This leads to weariness. And weariness can result in a collapse, in a fall. So from these words, we see that there is a need. There is a need. Now we have to ask the question, who is subject to this spiritual depletion? Who is subject to this spiritual need that we read of? With regard to that question, Isaiah begins this message of comfort and encouragement in verses 6 through 8 with a reminder that all flesh is as grass. So he begins this message of comfort by telling them of their frailty, of their weakness, of their inadequacy, of their deficiency. And this is true of all of us. Who is subject to this depletion? Every single one of us is subject to this depletion, and it is brought out in our text. In our text, he mentions the ones who you would think would have the most energy. Verse 30, even, again that very word is a point of emphasis, even, the youths, even the youths, those who are noted for their energy, those who are noted for their exuberance, even the youths shall faint and be weary. So even the ones who have the most spiritual energy, even they will become weary and faint. And notice it does not say, even the youths are likely to faint and be weary. That's not what it says. It says, even the youths shall. In other words, there's going to be a time in your life when it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we'll get on that a little later. He also mentions the strongest, who you would think would be the strongest. The young men. The youths, the young men. The young men are those who are noted for, again, their energy, but also noted for their strength, their ability. They shall utterly fall. They shall utterly collapse. And then in verse 31, he mentions the eagles, who also are noted for vitality and strength. But even the eagles, just like the youths and just like the young men, will not always be bursting with vitality and strength. All of these, so we see who it is that's subject to this spiritual depletion, this spiritual reduction. And we want to look at the eagle, and in the life of every eagle, if that eagle lives long enough, the average lifespan of an eagle is 30 years. Up to 50 years in captivity. But 30 years out in the open. And every eagle, if they live long enough, will go through a period called the moping period. Every one of them. The moping period. It's a time of depletion. By the time they go through this moping period, they've been through much. Their feathers are tattered. Their feathers are torn. Their feathers are beginning to fall out. And as though if enough feathers fall out, when they go for their prey, their body makes a whistling noise and the prey knows they're coming. So the eagle has a problem. And they become weary. And they become dissatisfied. And by this time in their life, the beak of the eagle has calcium deposits have formed on the beak. And now they can no longer eat like they once could. They can still eat. But they do not have the same ability to eat, and these calcium deposits can block their sinuses, and they don't breathe like they used to breathe. So the eagle is in a state of depletion, and their talents, which they so desperately need, are not as sharp as they once were. So they're not able to do what they once did. So they leave the peak. They leave the nest up high in the tree or up high upon the cliff. And they begin to fly in the valleys. It's a time of depletion for that eagle. Again, even the youths shall faint and be weary. and the young men shall utterly fall, and even the eagles will need renewal. And we read in Psalm 103 and verse 5, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There is a time, or there will be a time, or perhaps times in your life, regardless of how much you love God, how much you serve God, how much you know the Scriptures, that you will find yourself lacking spiritual power, spiritual energy, that spiritual force. It doesn't mean that you've ceased in loving God. It doesn't mean that you've ceased in serving God. But it's not the same. And you find yourself away from the mountain peak, unable to feed as you once did. And when a child of God goes through this, they begin to wonder, or they ought to, what in the world is wrong with me? What's happening? I mean, you know what's happening. And you say to yourself, I know that I'm saved. I know that God loves me, but it feels like there's very little left. And you become spiritually drained. Someone can give very simplistic answer. They can say, well, it's sin. And it may be. It's sin that has caused that. There's sin in your life, and there probably is. I don't know of too many times when there isn't sin in our lives. But it could also be just the accumulations of life. Life can beat you to death. And the feathers become tattered. And the feathers become torn. And the beak and the talons are not what they once were. It's a time of spiritual depletion. And I believe every child of God, if you live long enough, goes through that at least once. Some will go through it perhaps many times. But when you're in that state, it is a time of great need. It is a time of great spiritual need. So there's a need of this renewal. That brings us to the source of renewal. You see, if you and I go through this time, and I'll be honest, I'm going through it right now. But if you're going through this time, the thing to remember is there is a source of renewal. And it never changes. The source of renewal is God. Renewal must have a source. It must have an origin. It must have a fountainhead. It must have a starting point. And Isaiah begins his message in Isaiah 40. His message of comfort and encouragement by reminding them, all flesh is as grass. In other words, the source is not in us. That's not where the source of renewal is. Never has been. Never has been. And if you for a moment think it is, you're wasting your time. And then he goes on, after he says all flesh is grass, he goes on to speak of the immutability of God's Word. He says in verse 8, but in contrast to ourselves, the Word of our God shall stand forever. It's one of the sources. It's one of the means that God uses to bring renewal. And then in verse 9, he says, behold your God. You have this time of spiritual depletion. What are you to do? Behold your God. Do not lose sight of God. Because if you ever are going to be renewed, it's going to come from Him. He's the source. Behold your God. Verse 10, he says, behold, the Lord God will come. So there's hope. And where is the hope? It's in God. It's not some preacher coming through that's going to renew your time of depletion. It's God. Hope is in God. Where it's always been. It's where it always will be. And if we're going through a time of spiritual depletion, if you will, we need to remember, we need to always be mindful. God's our only hope. He's our only hope. And in verse 26, he says, lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath. That's a call to focus. Lift up your eyes on high and behold. It's a call to focus upon God. Why? Because He's the source of renewal. He's your only hope of renewal. So if we go through this time of spiritual depletion where we just feel like I don't have anything left, and the feathers are torn and tattered, and the beak is beginning to have calcium deposits in you, and you just can't do what you once did. Remember the source of renewal. It's God. Remember that your only hope is in God. There's no need to go anywhere else looking for this renewal that you so desperately need. Now notice, in verse 26, we read the greatness of His might. It's not the greatness of our might. Now might, again, has to do with energy and ability. It's a combination of power and strength. The greatness of His might. And then it goes on to say that He is strong in power. He is strong in power. He has ability because He has power. The two go hand in hand. And in verse 29, we're reminded concerning God, who is our source of renewal. He fainteth not. The youths will faint. The young men will faint. The eagle goes through that moping period, but He fainteth not. And He's not weary. All human strength faints. And all of us living in these bodies of flesh will have fainting periods where we just feel like we can't go on. But He is a continual, ongoing source of spiritual renewal. So in the time of spiritual depletion, our moping period, if you will, behold your God. Behold your God. The worst thing you can do in a time of spiritual depletion is to go out into the world looking for what the world cannot give. behold your God. Don't get your eyes off of God, because that's your only hope. Behold your God. Now notice verse 29. He, this one that never faints, never is weary, He giveth power. He gives force and energy to the faint and to them that have no might. He gives power. He increaseth strength. He increaseth strength by giving power. That's the only way to have our strength increased, is by His power. So again, He's the source of renewal. And in verse 31, it is the Lord. Again, we're reminded He is the source of renewal. And there will be times of spiritual depletion. And in such times, remember, man is not the source of renewal. You and I are not the source of renewal. Religion is not the source of renewal. God is the source of renewal. So we see that there's a need of renewal. We all have times of that. There's a source. And now we want to notice the way of renewal. Notice verse 31. But He's now going to introduce what will counteract verse 30. What will counteract, the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But there's hope. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So this one who is waiting upon the Lord is one who has had a depletion of strength. They shall renew their strength. Again, implying that strength has been depleted. They that wait upon the Lord. So when spiritual strength is in a state of depletion, wait upon the Lord. Why? Because He's the source. He's the source of renewal. To wait upon the Lord is not idleness. It's anything but. And it is not resignation from all activity. We're told in the Psalms to be still and wait. Being still and waiting upon God is an activity. And it's one of the most difficult activities that you and I are called to do. Wait upon the Lord. It is a state, it is descriptive of a state, an exercise of the mind, and it is an aspiration of the heart before God. Wait upon the Lord. It is to be in the presence of God. Wait upon the Lord. You see, many people are of the opinion, for what their opinion is worth, that if you are in a state of spiritual depletion, you are in a very sinful state. That may be so. That may not be so. If you're waiting upon the Lord, you're in the very presence of God. It's not a sinful state. To wait upon the Lord is to quiet ourselves And when we get to this moping period, this time of spiritual depletion, things just aren't right. And you may not even be able to explain it. You may not even be able to identify it. But you just know things are not right. Don't get in a panic. Quiet yourself before God. He's the source of what you need. Focus your attention upon God. Look intently for communication from God. Wait for God to show you. It's seeking. This waiting is seeking the face of God. It's an expression of absolute confidence in Him. We're going to wait for Him because we know, we're confident that He is the source of what I need. I need renewal. And I'm confident that He has the renewal that I need. So I'll wait. I'll wait upon Him. As you wait, it is a state of submission to who God is and the fact that He knows and that He's able. There come times in our lives where there is a spiritual depletion and you confess every sin you can think of to confess, but the depletion is still there. And you cannot put a finger on it. What is causing this? And at that time, you have to be confident. God knows and God is able. So I'll just wait upon Him. He has what I need. So I'll just wait upon Him. See, there's several things that you can do when you go through this state of spiritual depletion. You can quit going to church. Many do. You won't get renewed that way. You can just quit altogether. That won't bring renewal. There's only one source of renewal, and that's God. So wait upon Him. Wait upon Him. To wait upon God requires that we have a desire toward Him. We have a desire for what comes from Him. We have a delight in Him. And we're depending upon Him. We hear David say in Psalm 69:3, I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried, mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. He's waiting. He's crying. And he's pleading with God. But what David did right was he continued to wait. He continued to wait. Because he knows that's where the source is. We read in Proverbs 8, verse 34, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. In Lamentations 3, verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's our only hope. So we quietly wait. We read on in the Scriptures many times of waiting. How are we to wait? Again, this is not easy. There's a spiritual depletion. What's really sad is when God's people have a spiritual depletion, they don't even know it. Now there's an individual that's away from God. We have to be aware. When we are in these times of spiritual depletion, where we just feel, I can't go on. Something's wrong. And you just keep waiting, believing in God's word. Psalm 135 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. You don't give up hope. But you wait, and you hope. You place your assurance in the promises of God. We read in Psalm 33 and verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. We're to wait with expectation. Psalm 62 and 5, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. To wait hoping in God. Micah 7 verse 7, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So you wait and you wait and you keep pleading and pleading and pleading. God, show me what is wrong. Help me. And really in this time you're growing closer to the Lord. It can be a time of spiritual depletion, but you're actually growing, if you're waiting upon God, you're growing closer to the Lord. So it doesn't have to be a time of sin. Though while we wait, we should confess every sin we can possibly think of. We are to wait single-mindedly. Psalm 62 and 5, my soul wait thou only upon God. Time of spiritual depletion, you wait for the Lord for a day or two, and that doesn't seem to work. Your spiritual renewal hasn't taken place, so you give up on that and you try something else. You'll never get renewed that way. Just keep waiting. Just keep waiting. Again, waiting involves praying. Waiting involves confessing. All of these things, you just keep waiting for God to do something. Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Implying it can be a fearful time, waiting upon God. We're to wait patiently. Psalm 37 and 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently, enduringly for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. That is, don't get your eyes on man. You just keep looking to God, because he's the source. Psalm 40 verse 1, David says, I waited patiently for the Lord. We're to wait obediently. Psalm 37, 34, wait in the Lord and keep his way. So the way to renew strength is to wait on the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So the way to wait upon the Lord is found in the eagle. It's illustrated in the eagle. And again, Psalm 103 verse 5. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So there's a time in the eagle's life where its youth is renewed. Now, I've done a lot of reading on eagles this week. Computer makes that a lot easier. But there's a myth that during this moping period, the eagle loses its beak, loses its talons. But that's not so. It doesn't lose its beak. It doesn't lose its talons. But there are some things that happen. Again, the Bible, there are some sites who say, well, we don't even know where this came from, where the eagle's strength is renewed. The eagle's youth is renewed. We don't even know where that came from. We don't know where it started. Well, it started right here in the Word of God. Psalm 103, verse 5 is where it started. That's the basis. So the eagle, during its moping period, leaves its perch. Again, its feathers, torn and tattered. Calcium deposits have formed on the beak. And this eagle just doesn't have much left. And leaves its perch. And it goes down into the valley. And really, that eagle is ready to die. It's ready to die. But it is as if God whispers in its ear, you're not meant for the valley. This is not where you live. Get back upon the rock. Get back up on high. And that eagle makes its journey back to its nest. We'll say back to the rock. And it takes its talons and it grips that rock. Grips that rock. And in doing so, that eagle is sharpening its talons that have become so dull. It grips the rock. And when in a time of spiritual depletion, don't hang out in the valley. Get to the rock and grip the rock. Don't let go of the rock. Why? Because that's where you'll find strength. You won't find it anywhere else. So you see that eagle gripping the rock. It's as if that eagle is saying, I'm going to hold on to this rock. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to hold on to the rock. That's a good place to be for you and I. Get to Jesus Christ. You may not feel the same energy that you once felt. You may feel something is terribly wrong. Get to the rock. Grip the rock. Don't let go. Because if you're ever going to be renewed, that's where it's going to happen. You don't go elsewhere. You get to the rock. And while that eagle is gripping in the rock again, it's sharpening its talons. And that eagle, the old feathers, begin to fall out. And stationed upon that rock in the sunlight, its internal organs are warmed. And new feathers begin to grow in the place of those tattered and torn feathers. New feathers begin to grow. And that eagle will begin to beat its head against the rock. Why? To break up those calcium deposits that have formed on its beak. We say, I just feel like beating my head against the wall. Don't do that. Beat it against the rock. Jesus Christ. If you're going to beat your head against anything, beat it against the Lord. And those calcium deposits, they begin to loosen. And this whole process takes about 6 months. and eventually a new coat of feathers is in place. And that eagle will stretch out its wings and it waits for the wind. And at the right time, the wind, of course, is the power. Waits for that wind and lets the wind catch its wings. And that eagle will soar higher and higher. It's a new bird. The youth of the eagle is renewed. And as that eagle flies higher and higher, those calcium deposits that he's loosened on that rock begin to break away. The eagle can breathe again like it once did. It can fly better. It can feed better. It's got new talons or sharpened talons. It's a new bird. You know, people will say our churches are getting older. Yes, they are. Got a bunch of old birds. But old birds can become new birds. Youth renewed, like the eagle. The problem is, people want everybody to think that there's something spiritually that they're not. And they're not honest enough to admit, you know what, I'm going through the moping period. The power just isn't there. And I just don't feel like I have anything left. But get to the rock. Grip that rock. Wait upon the Lord. You know, the very fact, they that wait upon the Lord, the very word wait tells us something about this renewal. It's not in an instant. If you wait for something, it doesn't happen just like that. It takes time. People say, well, all you have to do, when you get in that moping period, all you have to do is confess your sins and everything will be better. You'll be healed just like that. I'm here to tell you that may not happen. It may not work that way. I have confessed every sin I can possibly think of, and I ask God, if there's more, reveal it, show it to me. And it doesn't happen just like that. You continue to wait upon the Lord, knowing that if I'm going to be renewed, it's going to come from Him and only Him. So this isn't instantaneous. Now it's true, we would give that advice to ourselves or anyone else. Anytime we feel a spiritual depletion in our life, we need to get to confessing sins. There's no doubt about that. But there may be more to it than that. It could be, once again, could just be accumulation of life. But we have these moping periods. I believe all of God's people, not all of God's people are going to admit it, but I believe all of God's people have gone through these times. And the way to get through that time is not to quit, but to grip the rock. Get on high. Grip the rock and wait for God to give that power. Spread your wings and soar. Again, there have been times in my life, I'm sure times in your life, where you didn't feel right spiritually. And you confessed sins and you did whatever you had to do. And everything was fine. You were renewed. But God tests our faith. And there will come a time when you'll confess and confess and confess and you say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Over and over and over and over again. And it's a process. It's part of waiting upon God. I have had many times in my life, spiritual life, times of moping, if you will, the moping period of the eagle. But never, that I can remember, and I'm just being honest, and you pray, a time like I've been going through for some time. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not far from God. I'm as close as I can remember, and I'm just gripping the rock, waiting. Upon the Lord, waiting for that wind, that breath of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, it ought to happen instantaneously. Show me that in the Word of God. They that wait upon the Lord. I've learned much waiting upon the Lord. Draws us closer to Him. So what is the result of this renewal? Well, this place of waiting is a place of receiving. If we're going through a depletion period, we need to receive from God. And we receive it by waiting. Psalm 37:9, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit. That's receiving. They shall inherit the earth. Don't stop waiting. Don't listen to those who say, well, just get right with God and everything will be okay. Oh, everything will be okay. Many times it's not that simple. It's a place of exaltation. Psalm 37:34, wait on the Lord and keep His way. He shall exalt thee. Don't stop waiting. Don't stop gripping that rock. It's a place of deliverance, stability, and song. We see in Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. It's a place of hope and excitement. Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait thou only upon God for my expectation. That's hope. That's excitement. That's anticipation is from Him. It's a place of strength. Isaiah 37, their strength is to sit still. Their strength is to sit still. Isaiah 30, verse 18, blessed are they that wait for Him. It is a place of blessing. It is a place where one will not regret. During your depletion time, oh, the devil, oh, how he works on the mind. And how he whispers in the ear, just quit! Just quit. What's the use? Just quit. You have nothing left. Well, if I have nothing left, I need to just grip the rock because that's where my hope is. It's nowhere else. And just wait. Just wait upon the Lord. You will not regret that. You will regret if you listen to the voice of Satan. And you listen to your flesh. And you make rash decisions. You'll regret that. But you just keep waiting. Because it says, Isaiah 49:23, "For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me." You won't regret it. And however long it takes, once you start soaring, it's worth it all. It's a place where everything is prepared for the child of God. Isaiah 64:4, "He hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." You feel a time of spiritual depletion. Again, confess every sin you can think of. Plead with God every moment of every day for His help. Just keep gripping that rock, knowing that He has prepared something for those who wait for Him. He's prepared a wind that's going to come along. And you're going to spread your wings and you're going to soar. It's a place of the Lord's goodness. Lamentations 3:25, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him." It's a good place to be. Lamentations 3:26, it is good that a man should both hope and wait. Hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Again, read Isaiah 40:31. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They," that is those who wait, "shall mount up with wings as eagles." Every one of us that are saved have a desire to mount up. To mount up as eagles. And there is only one place where you'll find the ability to do so. And that's God. Notice also, "they shall run." That is, they shall press forward. And not be weary. And then it goes on to say they shall walk. That's steady, consistent progress. Running is more rapid progress. Walking is something we do every day. It's just the everyday course of life. We walk. Running is something we do on extraordinary occasions. But they who are renewed will be renewed in their everyday walk. And they will be renewed for extraordinary occasions also when they need to run. These are wonderful, wonderful verses. There is renewal. And it comes from God. It's the only place it can come from. Don't make the mistake. First of all, we need to be honest. We have these times. Some perhaps more than others. We have these times, and these times test our faith. As I've said, I don't know how long ago it was, not long. I have never had more difficulty getting a message than I have of late. It's like every 2 minutes, Lord, you got to help me. Lord, you got to help me. And I know what some people think, because no one here, but people express these things. Well, you're getting older. You know, you might be getting Alzheimer's. Well, it might be, but I don't think so. I think it's this period that the eagle goes through. And every couple minutes I find me, Lord, you got to help me. Lord, I don't know what's wrong. And you confess and you plead. And God gives you strength. That's part of the waiting. You wait patiently. The whole time you're gripping the rock. Don't let go of the rock. If you do that, you're done. You just keep gripping the rock. And he gives strength. And you just keep pleading and pleading and pleading. That's why waiting on the Lord draws you really closer to God. Not further away. But there's coming. I know it's coming. How do I know it's coming? Because the Scripture tells us so right here. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. There's going to come that breath from God, that wind. And you'll be able to soar. Be able to soar. Aren't you glad that we have a God that renews His people? When you go through these times of spiritual depletion, don't give in to it. Oh, well, it's just the way it is. This is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. The eagle's youth is renewed. And so is ours. And God's the only one that can do it. He's the only one. You can talk to people, and I've talked to several. Well, a couple. That's not going to renew your strength. That comes only from God. And you know, sometimes we like to be able to put our finger, okay, this is the reason. This is why. This is why I'm in this period in my life. But sometimes you try. But you can't put your finger on one single thing. The eagle goes through it. And I believe God's people go through it. And it's a time of testing faith. God help us. God help us. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I read a few different articles that said when the eagle's in the valley during this time, other eagles will come. And they'll just squawk and squawk and squawk. It's like they're saying, get to the rock, get to the rock, get to the rock. We don't need the other eagles to squawk. All I need to hear is God saying, this isn't where you're to live. Get to the rock, lay hold on the rock. Amen. And things will be okay. Not just like that, but you just keep waiting upon the Lord. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 1.